Good morning, this is Barbara Dooley. Welcome. Oh, ho, ho, do I have a touchy show for you this morning. If you have a son, then more than likely, you have or you will have a daughter-in-law. And sometimes that isn't a wonderful situation. This morning, my guest is Dr. Deanna Brand, a clinical psychotherapist who is the author of a new book, Reluctantly Related, Secrets to Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law or Your Daughter-in-Law. Oh my gosh. Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning.
What a topic.
Why do you think
this is such a darn difficult relationship to establish?
You know, one of the most difficult things is that women come into this relationship, it's an artificial relationship. We're kind of thrown together because of this one man. And so it's really trying to create a relationship with somebody that you didn't pick.
No joke, and she didn't pick you either.
Good point.
It works both ways, baby. All right. Now, here's my theory, and I want to throw it to you.
Okay.
My theory is that a lot of men marry women very much like their mothers, and two people with the same traits have a real hard time together.
You know, that happens a lot, I will say. It doesn't always happen, but it definitely does happen. And again, you're bringing, you know, your own history and your own emotional baggage into this relationship. Both sides are. So, yeah, it can get really dicey when you've got some similarities between the two and they're going to clash.
All right. So when you are thrown with somebody, you know that you're supposed to get along with them. I mean,
right.
when I got married, I knew, well, my husband's mother was not alive, but I knew I better behave around his sisters because they
right.
were in charge too.
Right.
But, you know, and I kept saying they never did like me. We've been married 50-something years, and they still don't like me. That's really not true. That's not fair. But now, when my sons brought home their wives, I mean, they knew they needed to like me, and I knew I needed to like them right off the bat. So you just start with that point.
Well, a lot of times, what I found really interesting is, you know, a lot of times when the wedding is going to happen, I found that the mothers-in-law are always thinking about, oh, this is going to be my new daughter-in-law, and they really think about the relationship. I found that daughters-in-law don't really think much about that they're going to have a relationship with this woman because they're more focused on, you know, their future husband and their marriage and their wedding, and they're focused on that. So it takes them a little while to go, oh, I have this other family, this other woman that I'm going to be in relationship with. So it takes daughters-in-law sometimes a little bit more time.
Well, I think people don't realize when you're marrying this man, you're marrying his family.
And absolutely.
And the same goes for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
He's marrying this woman, but you're also marrying her family.
Yes.
And that's a difficult thing to bring that many personalities into a situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's where it can get really challenging.
Yeah. Well, what is the most difficult? You're a therapist?
Yeah, I'm a psychologist.
Yeah. So what is the most difficult problem that you have seen in dealing with mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationships?
Well, one of the things that I have found, and it's different for mothers-in-law than it is for daughters-in-law, so I'll just separate them out
okay.
for a minute. For a mother-in-law, the biggest concern that they have is that they're going to lose their relationship with their son and that they're going to lose any relationship they might have with their grandkids. They're so afraid of the daughter-in-law taking that away from them that it can create all kinds of problems for them and issues for them, and it can affect their behavior when they're around their daughter-in-law.
Hmm.
Now, for the daughter-in-law, their thing is they don't feel that their mother-in-law always respects them or values them or sees them as the adult woman that they are. And so And then what that can do is that can affect their marriage. So, you know, it really not only affects their relationship, but it can start affect their marriage as well. So they have that issue that kind of goes along with that.
Now, do you think that females, I mean, we have issues with our friends, female to female. Mm-hmm. So why should it be any different with mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws?
Exactly. Exactly.
So you
I mean,
agree.
Relationships are important to women in general.
Right.
And so we really make it harder on ourselves sometimes because we are so focused on relationships. If you look at men, they have different kinds of relationships. You know, they can be mad at each other, but then they go play, you know, a sport with each other, and then they're fine. You know, women don't do that.
No, we carry a grudge.
Yes, we do.
And
yes,
guess what? We make it, we keep thinking about it, and it gets bigger than it really is, that
exactly.
grudge does.
Yeah.
I wish we could shake it off, but, you know, God created us different.
Yeah.
Now, I have laughed at men because they have names for each other. Like if somebody looks like a squirrel, they call him squirrel. If he's
yeah.
fat, they call him fatso. And I'm thinking, I wonder what would happen if women started tagging each other. You know, wouldn't that be horrible?
I think it would be brutal.
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
It
yeah,
would.
I mean, women do enough of that anyway. They don't need to go to that length. I think that would make it a lot worse.
All right, Deanna, why did you write this book? What message do you want to give mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws?
Well, my message to mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law is really giving them hope and giving them solutions. Because with my own daughter, and this stemmed from my daughter-in-law, my relationship with her, and we got along great in the beginning. I mean, for years we got along great. And then they started having children, and that's when things started to fall apart.
Really?
It seemed like, yeah, it seemed like I couldn't do anything right. And I didn't behave any differently, but I just couldn't do anything right. So, you know, we would get into this dance where we would, you know, kind of get along, and then we would, this tension would build, and then we'd clash in some way, and then it would simmer down, and we'd go back to whatever our normal was. And that dance would just keep going on and on and on, and it would just start happening more often. And I have to say, I got really scared that I was going to lose my son. Because I he's my only child, so,
wow.
You know, it was really scary for me. So it was really important that I figure this out, you know. And so I was obviously too close to it, and being a psychologist is really hard for me because it's like, here, I help everybody else.
Right.
And I can't help myself, and that was very humbling, I have to say. So I did a qualitative study, I did some research, and I interviewed mothers-in-law, I interviewed daughters-in-law, I even interviewed husbands and sons, because I really wanted to understand what was going on. And what I discovered was a couple things. I discovered, one, that there were different types of mothers-in-law, different types of daughters-in-law, and actually different types of husbands and sons. And by understanding these different types, I was able to figure out, well, these are some really good tools that work with that particular type of person, because I had been dealing with those types of people in, you know, psychotherapy for years.
Deanna.
So it's no different.
We are running out of time, which makes me sick. We're going to have to do another show, and I want you to talk about types of mother-in-laws.
Oh, I would love to.
And types of daughter-in-laws. I want to thank you for being with me this morning. Deanna's book is Reluctantly Related, Secrets to Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law or Daughter-in-Law. And this is Barbara Dooley on News Talk 1340 WGAU.